Hello, my name is Noah, and today we're going to be talking about how the Apple Car is no longer being made and how iOS 17.4 was just released. So, like I said, the Apple Car is no longer being made. So, we're just going to take a look at what the Apple Car was and why the project was canceled. So let's go all the way back to 2014. Imagine that Apple was trying to get into the automotive industry. So they decided to make Project Titan, which is what Apple Car is. That was their code name, Project Titan. So they wanted to create an electric and self-driving car. So fast forward to 2018, and there's a bunch of people that start to kind of know that it was happening. Everyone was talking about it. There was, like, the buzz, you know? There was reports that Apple and Volkswagen, I don't know if I'm saying that right, were making an autonomous employee shuttle van. No one ever knew if it, like, actually worked or not, but they were working on that together. But then it also in 2018, Apple actually wanted to buy Tesla, which was, like, at the time, the, like, only people who were doing, like, electric devices or electric cars. So they dreamed of, like, you know, Apple and Tesla collaborating and making a self-driving car. But instead, they're just going to buy Tesla because, you know, why not? So let's go all the way from 2018 to 2020. People are starting to think that the Apple Car is going to release in 2024. But some people also say it's going to be in 2028 or even later. But then in February 2024, Apple makes a major announcement and the executives reveal that they canceled the entire project and they wanted to switch toward generative AI. So let's just talk about the Apple Car. So the Apple Car was like, they thought of it as like a sleek, futuristic ride with like cutting edge technology. Kind of like if you thought of the Apple Vision Pro as a car, that's what it would be. So it would have self-driving capabilities and it would just be like a whole new technology, and like Apple would be in the automotive industry, which would make a lot of cha-ching. So, yeah, imagine like if it wasn't canceled and next year you could be sitting back in your car and just reading a book while your car is driving you to work, or watching TikTok, because I know people don't read books as much. Guilty. So yeah, Apple's now focusing on channeling that into AI, which I think is probably going to be in iOS 18. Maybe Siri's going to have AI. There's also been reports that Apple's letting employees try out the Siri's Ask feature. So basically like ChatGPT, but in Siri. ChatGPT, I said it so weird. I'm not British. Okay, yeah, so that's all they did with the Project Titan. It's kind of sad because I really was expecting it to actually come out, and that would be like really cool. And I wanted an Apple Car when I was an adult working for the Apples, but I guess not. Maybe when I become the Apple CEO, I can bring it back. Well, yeah. That actually kind of leads me to the point. People working there think it was like a really bad idea. They weren't Apple's not used to like the automotive industry, and a lot of the employees were just saying, oh, this wasn't really a good project, we weren't really that good at it, so they just decided to cancel it. And they had, like, some people say 5,000 to 20,000 employees working on that project, which is a lot, considering how many employees Apple has, because they have a very low acceptance rate, like 5% or something. Good luck for me. And all of those 5,000 to 20,000 employees were either laid off or they were told to go work on the Apple Vision Pro or something like that. So, yeah, that's all for Project Titan, the Apple Car. Now let's talk about iOS 17.4.